5th to December 11th for the 30th annual African Diaspora International Film Festival. The festival is back in person in Manhattan with guest filmmakers, moments of reflection, and a great selection of 89 award-winning, socially relevant narrative and documentary films from 44 different countries. Celebrate Black love, enjoy music films, and film theater, a spotlight on South African cinema and Afro-European actors, and discover new independent voices in the Black cinema world. The 30th annual African Diaspora International Film Festival from November 25th until December 11th. Details at nyadiff.org or call 212-864-1760. The time now is 2:30 p.m. Stay tuned for Ecologic coming up here on WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
If they keep on polluting the earth and telling where we're gonna plant our seed, it makes me wanna cry. For the children, makes me wanna cry. For Mother Earth, makes me wanna cry. We could do, there's so much we could know if we listen to the earth.
And clean air and water are healthy air and water. Every day is Earth Day. I'm Ken Gale.
I'm Sally Gellert.
And I'm Donna Stein. And this is Ecologic for November 25th, 2022. This might be the last time we are talking to you at this time slot. We are being moved. Please note, next week there is a schedule change to Saturday at 6 a.m.
When your air or water are clean, thank an environmentalist. If not, become one. Enough said.
Forget Black Friday. Celebrate Buy Nothing Day. Instead of shopping and consuming, we'd rather sit out the mayhem with Reverend Billy and Director Savitri of the Church of Stop Shopping.
So, what are your thoughts about Black Friday? Billy?
Oh, yeah. I like that question. Should I say something?
Oh, yeah.
This is Reverend Billy here. Black Friday is crowded with people looking for discounts. It just doesn't have a doorbuster sale like it used to at 5 in the morning. Now it's kind of all over. It's atmospheric now with the internet. So, but my understanding is that the sales keep going up every year, even through COVID. We are an addicted consumer society, and the consumption is activating our burning of fossil fuels and putting emissions and the stuff of plastics and so forth into the earth. So Black Friday's a real challenge. It's this symbolic beginning of the shopping season, and Christmas is the holiday in the United States that does the damage to the planet. So Earthalluyah. I'll end my comment on a sad note. Savitri?
Yeah, I mean, Black Friday is where we see most visibly our relationship to an economic system, right, in which we are basically doing what we're told. We are told to go out and shop, and we do. And we do it in droves. We do it in huge numbers, and it's contagious, and it's spreading to other countries. And even right now, in the midst of this sort of economic crisis with inflation so high, people feel that pressure. So one of the things Buy Nothing Day does is gives people permission not to shop, right? Which it's amazing we need that because we are autonomous, sovereign beings ourselves. But we do need that. And so we're telling people, you know what? You don't have to buy a gift to give a gift. You don't have to shop. You can spend time together. You can make things for each other. You can have experiences together. That these are the ways we build intimacy and relationship. It's not through gift giving and the consumerized exchange between us.
When people say, they ask the question, well, what will I do if I don't shop at Christmas time or Hanukkah time? And the answer is all the rest of life. Everything else. And the shopping has become so much the spectacles that are strapped to our faces that it's hard to imagine not doing it. But the earth is beckoning to us now with the superstorms and wildfires and starvation and heat waves. The earth is saying in no uncertain terms that we need to stop our shopping.
What else does the Church of Stop Shopping do?
What else besides just returning from Times Square and haranguing shoppers? Well, we have a weekly Stop Shopping service, sometimes called the Earth Church, and it's at 3 p.m. on Sundays in the East Village. And the hope is to bring humor and music to the environmental movement, which sometimes seems lost in, I'm getting an agreement there, a shake of the head from Donna. The humor and music is absent from the environmental movement often. It gets lost in litigation and databases and office management and mass mailings. And celebrating the earth doesn't just feel good, it also gives your activism a kind of bravery that you don't have when you do it because of right thinking or guilt or careerism or ego or that whole bunch of motivations that we associate with a successful environmentalist who has a career. Just celebrating the earth, you'll do almost anything. We just came back from Times Square, Savitri. We were doing almost anything. We didn't go into the Disney store that time. We're not in the tombs right now. But we were all over the place and engaging thousands of people in that canyon of corporate logos. And I think that it came from the celebration, the joy of our music.
And you've been operating for a long time right now, right? How long has the Church of Stop Shopping been around? And you're also international. You go to other countries as well?
Yeah, so the Church of Stop Shopping is more than 20 years old now. We're a radical performance community based in New York City, maybe 40 to 50 singers usually, and a few hundred congregants, if you will. And we perform all over the world. But I think importantly, we exercise our values. So what the Church of Stop Shopping does is gather people who share values and express those values in an integrated way. And the relief we feel, the relief that people in the community feel at this integrated response to this economy, to capitalism, to, you know, the war economy, essentially, we are creating a space where we can live in our own integrity as much as possible, because we're all compromised in this system. You know, we're not saying like you can completely reject shopping and like go away and pretend it's not happening. That's not a solution. That utopic concept is not a solution anymore, right? We know that justice for me is justice for everyone. Justice for others is justice for me. We share that. So the work of the Church of Stop Shopping is to bring earth justice into the city, you know, in a place where we often don't see a tree all day, in a place where we have to walk three blocks sometimes just to find a shaft of sunlight, right? How do we remember the earth? How do we celebrate the earth? How do we connect to the earth? And, you know, on top of all that, we're fighting this incredible onslaught of advertising and marketing, sometimes 10,000 marketing events a day for each one of us. So the first thing we do is turn and look into each other's eyes, right? That's the fastest way to stop shopping, is to really engage with another human being. And from there, you know, you can just build a whole world, right, in which the corporations are not dominating you.
One of your favorite lines I've heard you say, Savitri, is singing is how we practice democracy. I love that line.
Yeah, I mean, it's really true. And it took me many years to understand and really get inside what that means. But, you know, the work of democracy, as anyone knows who's ever been to any kind of organizing meeting or even just a meeting with your coworkers, the work of democracy, you know, of listening, of talking, of stepping back, of stepping forward, of agreement, right, of counterpoint, all of those things take place in music almost automatically. You know, when we enter into song together, we do that work and we practice those skills. And so then when we have to have a hard conversation, when we have to have a hard meeting, or when we have deep conflict, you know, we have practiced those skills and can move through it with much more fluidity and lubrication.
I was wonderful to hear, and I've heard people who feel like, well, we're having a serious discussion, we're having a serious rally, a serious event, and music is too much fun to be serious. and it's like, you can be serious without being solemn. And musicians can say so much in 2.5 minutes. Yeah, it would take, you know, me or Don or Sally 15 minutes to say what you guys can say in 2.5 minutes. Why don't we give you the 2.5 minutes?
Yeah. Also, it's just the most ancient technology that humans have. I mean, many scientists believe that singing predates talking, right? So this is the original media. Song is the original human media.
Woo! That's interesting.
Well, I think of some of the oldest languages on Earth do have a very lyric quality to them. Yeah, that does make sense.
Now we're hearing from a wave of scientific reports over the last years that the Earth is a mass of communicating. That just all living things everywhere are communicating, and they all have languages. And some people would say that intelligence is the material of the universe. And I think that that's something that you're closer to by singing. If you're singing Earth, hallelujah, you're celebrating the Earth, and in the act of singing, you may be entering the Earth's conversation. So we don't pretend to have anything beyond a remedial kindergarten level exposure to the language of the natural world around us, but just knowing that it's possible and singing in a forest, suddenly you're really willing to defend the earth in ways that you were not before, when it was more rational and you were trying to make sense of things coming from a Newtonian position where the earth is made of additions and subtractions and causes and responses. The elephant in the middle of the room here is that the environmental movement rejected long ago a spiritual element. And that decision, which kind of reminds me of the Democrats, right? The Democrats' unwillingness to, admit that there might be something more than what we have in front of us. There might be an ineffable, there might be a spirit life. That kind of environmentalism is wow. Your motives are all arranged. You're basically in love with the earth, and when you do that, it's much more different to working for the earth. You feel the
well. I would like to agree and disagree with you at the same time.
We're in harmony together.
Because Native American spirituality, I think, is a major part of the environmental movement.
Not at all. The environmental movement trots out the native people. I've seen this time and time again at the beginning of a rally to bless the rally, and then oftentimes I've seen this again and again, the native people don't show up because they're being treated like they're they're just stand-ins for something that the environmental people, who are mostly Caucasian children of the colonizers, they're not doing their own spiritual life. That's what native people notice, that they're being used to try to like compensate in some way.
Well, that's true. Maybe a little bit more cynical because sometimes they are being honored.
What's that,
yeah, I mean, I think there is a growing attention, right, to the indigenous voices, and certainly that is most welcome, and that is most welcome anywhere. You know, indigenous women in particular in this country leading the anti-pipeline movement, I mean, certainly there is real leadership there. And I think Billy's point about the environmental movement is just that it's very compartmentalized in the way that the administrative body of the environmental movement tends to deal in data, right? Tends to deal in policy. And these things have been at odds for decades in this country. You know, the American Indian movement of the 70s was incredibly successful, and against corporations and against the very things we're fighting now. And that is written out of left history. That is written out of environmental history a lot of the time. So all we can say is follow indigenous women, follow indigenous voices. You know, they are our leaders, and they do know how to listen to the earth and how to translate that to others. And that is the future. Absolutely.
We like to flip the roles. We enjoyed opening for LaDonna Brave Bull Allard, for instance, and start the rally and like turn it over to her. We like exchanging those roles.
On our website we quoted a lot of our favorite things that you've said, and we don't have time to get to them all. But luckily, there is Environment TV on YouTube, on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, and on the Environment TV's own website. So we'll be able to really go into detail because Savitri and Reverend Billy have so many profound things to say that all deserve just more time than we can possibly give. And I can't wait to delve into that in our MNN section. And, you know, you're talking about blame the system more than personal habits. There's other ways to see power, which I love that. I'm grateful to be in a marginal culture. Love to talk about what a marginal culture is. You just talked about the spirit life and rebuild our imaginations and learn to see a future that is different than this one. You guys have so much to say, and you're so good at saying it. If anyone has not heard Reverend Billy or the Church of Stop Shopping, whether it's the choir or Reverend Billy at a rally or whatever, go out of your way to check them out, because it's wonderful what they have to say. And give everybody your website.
It's RevBilly.com. It's RevBilly.com, RevBilly.com. And in New York, you know, you can see us every Sunday in the East Village at Earth Church. We'll be at Joe's Pub on December 11th. Love to see people. It's been a while. New York, we all got a little bit spread out, and it's important for us to be together in real time, in real space together. So please come and be with us.
As usual, the time flies by, but thanks for joining us. Now we need to wrap it up and put a different bow on it. Right after last week's live report from COP27 in Egypt, we were told that, yes, we can have an hour show, but at 6 a.m. Saturday. We hope that you will join us live or on the archives for Ecologic at 6 a.m. Our show will have to be different, but we'll still have lots of good information, and maybe we can take calls from you early birds. Join us on Saturday, December 3rd at 6 a.m.
We'd love to stay in touch with you, and it's more important than ever when our time slot gets changed. So those of you online, please go to www.ecoradio.org and sign up for our email list. Those of you on Facebook, please like our page. Enter eco-logic.
Our website has information on a variety of environmental topics, such as how ink is being made from air pollution, and sad news in the Indigenous Environmental Network family. Go to www.ecoradio.org. That's www.ecoradio.org. Most churches talk about peace and love, but few encourage their members to opt out of consumer culture or are grateful to be in a marginal culture, just as the Church of Shopping is unique. WBAI is different from other radio stations. We're independent community radio. We need you for Ecologic and WBAI to exist. Ecologic and WBAI continue to offer you important news, information, and entertainment. Radio might seem free, but there are costs. If we had overnight engineers, our 6 a.m. intro could be as live as the rest of Ecologic at 6 a.m. Our listener-supported radio station needs you.
So to support Ecologic and have it be a win-win, you can choose from our many premiums. Most can be found both on ecologic.wbai.org and on give2wbai.org. So go to ecologic.wbai.org, leave out the www, and donate in the name of your favorite program, Ecologic. To become a member or contribute monthly as BII Buddy, call 212-209-2950. We love to see those BII Buddy pledges, and maybe it'll affect decision-making.
We're figuring out how to bring you good radio at 6 a.m. on Saturdays. For those who are up early, maybe we can even talk to you on the air. Most of the WBI staff, including us, are volunteers. Pledging now during this show really helps Ecologic especially. Our thanks to our excellent engineer, Reggie Johnson. We really appreciate you.
I'm Ken Gale.
With Sally Gellert, I'm Donna Stein. Join us for Ecologic at 6 a.m. on Saturday, December 3rd. We'll miss you, Reggie. I'm afraid this may be my last live on the air show with Ecologic, because they're moving us and I can't be there on Saturday mornings. This is listener supported radio. If you don't want us to go, write to WBI management or to us. Management thought this is the best time for an investigative environmental show. Here comes the sun.
Dear listener, keep WBAI going. Talk about our work. Tell a neighbor, tweet a link, or download a flyer at wbai.org/marketing-advertising. That's wbai.org/marketing-advertising. To help grow WBAI's listenership and income, come to meetings of the LSB Outreach and Fundraising Task Force on Monday, November 28th at 7 p.m. By phone, use any Zoom number like 646-558-8656. That's 646-558-8656. Our meeting number is 922-457-2995 or WBAI-LSB-995. That's 922-457-2995. The passcode is like our frequency, 995-995-99. That's 995-995-99. Again, that's Monday, November 28th for meetings of the WBAI-LSB Outreach and Fundraising Task Force. More information in the meeting section of WBAI.org. Join us November 25th to December 11th for the 30th annual African Diaspora International Film Festival. The festival is back in person in Manhattan with guest filmmakers, moments of reflection, and a great selection of 89 award-winning, socially relevant narrative and documentary films from 44 different countries. Celebrate Black love, enjoy music films, and film theater, a spotlight on South African cinema and Afro-European actors, and discover new independent voices in the Black cinema world. The 30th annual African Diaspora International Film Festival from November 25th until December 11th. Details at myadiff.org or call 212-864-1760.
Don't want to use the website or the call center to contribute to WBAI? That's okay. Please feel free to send your check or money order to WBAI, 3rd floor, 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. Please make your check or money order out to Pacifica-WBAI. We thank you for your donation and hope that you will spread the word and tell your friends. And please keep on listening.
Hey, truck drivers, here's a safety tip to know before you go. Don't take shortcuts. Use truck routes except when accessing your final destination. Help us keep New York City streets safer for everyone this holiday season. Visit nyc.gov/trucksmart.
Holidays bring us all together. So let's stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccines and boosters. And mask up if it's crowded indoors. Happy, healthy holidays.
The previous program.